With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President-elect Donald Trump moving rapidly to build his foreign policy team. Fox News host and Army vet Pete Hegseth will serve as Secretary of Defense. Former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe to head the CIA. And Mr. Trump tapping former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee as ambassador to Israel. Meanwhile, Israeli President Isaac Herzog meeting with President Biden at the White House Tuesday, saying the focus in Gaza need be on freeing the hostages still held by Hamas.
Clearly, you're thinking and working about the day after as well, which perhaps should be a trajectory of hope to the people of the region and the ability to have our neighbors as well as us live in security and peace. But first and foremost, we have to get the hostages back home.
I agree.
Also at SRNnews.com, dozens of people are dead in a vehicle attack in China.
Police say a 62-year-old man, unhappy over a divorce settlement, deliberately rammed his car into people exercising at a sports center in the southern Chinese city of Zhuhai. 35 people were killed, another 43 injured. Police said the attack happened late Monday and that the vehicle knocked down a number of pedestrians. Video shows a firefighter performing CPR on a person as others were told to leave the scene. One woman says her foot is broken. Dozens of people were lying prone on a running track. I'm Donna Water.
Federal Aviation Administration prohibiting U.S. airlines from flying to Haiti for 30 days after a gang shot at two planes. UN says it has temporarily suspended flights there. Bullets did hit a Spirit Airlines plane about to land, wounding a flight attendant. This is SRN News. Colorado's conversion therapy ban is being challenged.
The state has a law that bars licensed counselors from helping anyone under the age of 18 abandon the homosexual lifestyle. But Counselor Katie Child says the measure violates her religious freedom and freedom of speech, and she's going to court. Alliance Defending Freedom represents Childs, and spokesman Cody Barnett says, quote, "The government has no business censoring private conversations between clients and counselors." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates say they hope some of President Biden's abortion policies will be revoked once Donald Trump makes his return to the White House. One major concern is Biden's directive for hospitals to provide emergency abortions for pregnant women in medical distress, eased access to abortion pills introduced by the Biden administration could also very well be repealed. This is SRN News. Environmental activists vow to fight on with a Dutch court ruling in favor of a Shell appeal.
A Dutch appeals court has overturned a landmark ruling that had ordered energy company Shell to cut its carbon emissions by net 45% by 2030 compared to 2019 levels, while saying that protection against dangerous climate change is a human right. The decision was a defeat for the Dutch arm of Friends of the Earth and other environmental groups, which had hailed the original 2021 ruling as a victory for the climate. Nele Bolens, climate activist from Friends of the Earth, says she's very disappointed. Tuesday's civil ruling can be appealed by the Dutch Supreme Court. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Oil and natural gas companies will have to pay a federal fee if they emit dangerous methane above certain levels. More details at SRNnews.com.